Hello, good morning. This is Andrew calling, and I'm on the phone this morning with Laura Walker. It is Friday the 13th, and we're here today to talk about the new moon cycle starting on February 18th, which is next Wednesday. So with that, here's Laura Walker.
Oh, thanks, Andrew. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, except for the beautiful cold we have up here in the Northeast. I guess I can consider myself lucky that we're not New England, which is under like feet of snow. My heart goes out to all of you.
Mine too, absolutely. Yeah, it's cold here too.
Yeah.
So, it has really been a strange winter, hasn't it? In Denver, people are going out hiking in shorts.
Exactly. They're out in shorts, and we're just freezing.
Yes, we are. So, I've been looking forward to this recording and having some fun with this one because we're closing out the year now. We're in the as we're recording, it's the last 2 days of the astrological year. And the reason for that, or the way that's calculated, I want to spend a little bit of time explaining. Because I keep talking about the new moon is, or the new astrological year comes with the new moon in Aries, and that's on April 18th. But it's only Friday the 13th, February 13th, Laura. So what are you talking about? So what we're talking about is we're looking at the year as a whole and breaking that up into the corresponding moon phases. How this is determined is based on the degree of the new moon and where that is on the ecliptic. The easiest way to think about that is each of the lunar moon phases is 45 degrees. So the new moon is a new moon in Aries, is any moon that new moon that comes in during the all of Aries, all of the 30 degrees of Aries, and then the first 15 degrees of Taurus. So if the new moon falls within that 45 degree slice of the pie, then it's a new lunar phase. It's a new solar cycle. So does that kind of make sense? So that's how we carve it out. We just look at which degree within the 45 degrees of the 8-piece pie that new moon falls in. And so this year we had two third quarter cycles, two third quarter months. In planetary astrology, a moon phase is the little over 4 days of when the moon is in that degree of the pie, that segment of the pie, and then a succession of eight moon phases is called a cycle. So we have eight moon phases that make up one cycle.
Okay.
Okay, so just that's kind of how the terminology is used.
Okay.
So this year we had two third quarter cycles because the new moon in Sagittarius, in Capricorn on December 21st fell within that third quarter range, and then the new moon in Aquarius on January 20th also was in that slice of pie, that third quarter. So now we come to the next two lunar cycles, which are both balsamic lunar cycles. So they're like month-long balsamic phases. We have two of them this year, which is awesome. I love that. And we have two of them next year too, just to let you know. But I love it because balsamic is the dreamy time. It's the mystical time. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thinnest and spirit is closest to us. And so it's very dreamy time. Gibbous cycles are magical. Balsamic cycles are mystical. There's a difference there, although they do kind of overlap that way. So having two third quarter cycles, what that was about, what we're completing now that we're finishing out with this cycle of an old Adobe mission, those were the times of completion, those in the natural order of life, if we follow by the cycle of the sun and the moon and the seasons, the natural way. These past 2 months have been a time of reassessment, revision, and completion, closing out that energy that was pushing us forward to become sovereign within ourselves, to stand up for ourselves and align with our soul and our mission and goodness. with divinity. And this has also been about integrating the masculine and feminine sides of ourselves towards divine union. That's what we've been doing since March 30th, 2014. That's on a metaphysical level, I guess you would say. And then in the material world, it's been a struggle for power, because this was the marking point in time this year with the Grand Cardinal Cross that we had that started last January. It indicated the movement of things and the time when enough of humanity, if enough of humanity was awakened to what their true nature of reality is, and that's a broad definition, right? That doesn't mean just awakening to the matrix or the new world order. It's awakening on all levels and all scopes. We hear about that, and we had been hearing about critical mass. Well, by the astrology, that this was the year of the critical mass, to see if that would happen, and it did. There was enough. There was enough of us awake and trying to shift the energy out of power and control systems and towards freedom. So a lot of things happened along with that this year. Well, now that's closing out. And this month we've been projecting our ideas for the future and the way we want to experience the future into the future. Mm-hmm. Now what we do, we come to two solar cycles, two lunar months that are about loading into the field of consciousness. So that's what the title of this audio is for this cycle, is Load In. Load In is a term that musicians who are going to play at a gig, a venue, use when they're going to bring in, load in all of their equipment, mm-hmm. and their instruments and all of that. And that usually happens prior to when people start arriving. And since the new moon in Aries, the new moon that will begin in April, and the energy that we're moving toward is the music of the spheres, that makes us kind of like musicians. So as musicians getting ready to play the music of the spheres to the world, to change it and to re-enchant it, because that's what it is, breaking the old spell and re-enchanting a new one, we're going to load in. We're going to load into the field this month our dreams. Remember, it's a dream cycle. Our ideas, symbols, we're going to collect in your mind and in reality, in the physical, collect images or anything, any kind of representation of what you want to project next year, what you want to work on with the music of the spheres. And this month is when we're going to be collecting all that stuff, loading all of that in, dreaming, having spiritual communication and meditation and visualization for all that we want to load into the field for the next year, because the balsamic cycles are the time when we release the past. The past is shifted out. It's the transition time between the old and the new, and where we pivot into the new. So we clear out the field. Weed it. If you were gardening, it would be when you were weeding your garden, getting ready to plant new things, flowers and whatnot. So that's the way we want to think about it. Our lives are like a fertile field, a fertile garden that we're weeding out and preparing space for. Now, we're really lucky because Matangi comes on this time of year to facilitate that, and she was on all this past month, sweeping out the field, resetting, recalibrating the field. And this is that happened because, like I said, enough of humanity became awakened to be able to, for co-creation with higher forces, to interact, to facilitate all that sweeping out. So this is why we see the dismantling. This is why we see the chaos and the uncertainty of so much that's happening in the world, because those systems are being divided and conquered, just like anything aligned with anything unnatural or contrary to humanity has been trying to divide and conquer. Well, that energy is present, the ability to divide and conquer. It happens for systems of power and control, just like it can happen with systems of beauty and with beautiful people. Mm-hmm. That's what we're seeing. And so people ask me, why are you so positive about the outcome of where it's all going? Well, it's because I've been studying the operations and patterns and how the New World Order makes its moves based on the code of the Sabian symbols, which repeat, that they use over and over again. So the code is busted. You know, now we know how it works. And not only for the bust up part, but for the wonderful part of that about how to build and when to time the building of what we want, when to operate and act so that, that our actions are aligned with a more natural order. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what we talked about last month. That's why we follow the moon phases and the cycles, because it tells us when to act and it tells us what's happening. But why I'm so positive and optimistic about where this is going is really, I just try to relate it to an image that I, this is really the one I use all the time because I'm asked this a lot. It is the first light of dawn. Not everybody's eyes can pick that up because it's darkest right now. But if you look, if you turn your head and look to the horizon, you can see it. And it requires, its presence requires us to be able to see it, to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Very much a balsamic thing, believing. Very much Pisces, which is balsamic rules, all of Pisces, all 30 degrees of it. So it is very much about a trust thing. So I can see it. It's there. I can see it based on the math of the astrology with the Sabian symbols and to know where it's going. So that's my sandbox and my painting that I'm painting here. If you don't like it, click on. That's what I always say. Click to something else.
All I know is in what you've said, I see this incredible concert coming on, Shidashi pulling a drum set bigger than anything anybody's ever heard before out into the field, and the sun's coming up.
Shidashi is bigger than John Bonham?
Oh, yeah. But they're playing the same words.
She really is, yes, indeed.
But no, as you were talking about the load-in, I just saw the drum set going up.
Yes. So everybody, consider what gear and equipment and instruments you need, and that means what you're going to need to manifest your old Adobe mission, your outpost of the future. And so begin to think about that and collect those images, because it's important to concretely symbolize them. And a lot of people call that a wish board. If I'm lucky, I'll get my teacher to record with me to talk about wish board, the way that it's done by the phases, because that's really pretty awesome to do.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can try that for next month. But for this month, we're going to be dreaming it in our minds. Next month is a dream too, but we're going to insert more into the field. Now we're just kind of loading it in, considering it, what we're going to need, what we want to do, how to plan it. So next month is when we're going to insert. And the reason for that is, of course, the Sabian symbol. So let me talk about the Sabian symbol for this cycle, this new moon, which is February 18th, like Andrew mentioned. The exact degree of the new moon is 29 Aquarius 59. So it's the very, very last bit that it could be of Aquarius. Anytime the new moon is at 50 arc minutes or higher, I ground up to the next one. And the reason, your next degree. And the reason for that is the energy of that is already disseminated in full. So that energy of 30 degrees of Aquarius, 29 Aquarius 59, because we always round up and round up entirely with the Sabian symbols. That energy is already expended, but the sun has already disseminated all of that. There's nothing left really of that, and that's not congruent with new moon energy. And so if it's in the last decant, what we call in astrology the last decant, I always move up as far as the minutes go. So that means we jump to 1 degree of Pisces, which makes this, in my view, a Pisces new moon, the first of two. And the Sabian symbol for 1 degree of Pisces is a crowded public marketplace. I love that because it's the gathering of humanity. It's the interchange. It It is about coming together, sharing, and to me is about the ruler of the nation becoming humanity. We all are in ruler of our own nation, and the collective of humanity is sovereign, and this is where the wave is going. This is where all things will drive to. Whenever you're thinking about the future, think about it in terms of, you know, if humanity was sovereign, as humanity is sovereign and is coming to accept about itself, because it is already, and it's just a process of acceptance, how would that shape things? What would that look like? What would that look like in a stock market? What would that look like in transportation? There's all kinds of things we can think about and we need to be thinking about because we're creating that new world. Those are the kinds of thoughts that come along with this lunar month. Crowded public marketplace. It's the best aspects of us. It's about being able to go and have your needs satisfied, and you can obtain what you need. It's very inclusive in that way, but very humanistic. Okay, so this is the way the interchange, you know, as much interaction as we can have over the next month, the better, because that's just going to infuse the field, load the field even more. The Sabian symbol for the next new moon, so it will be the last one before the new moon in Aries. The Sabian symbol.
Do you know the date?
I do. It is March 20th.
March
20th. And that new moon is at 29 Pisces, 27. So we've bumped, that's 30 degrees of Pisces. And that Sabian symbol happens to be the degree where Mars is located at this new moon. So Mars right now and the next new moon beginning on March 20th is a majestic rock formation resembling a face is idealized by a boy who takes it as his ideal of greatness and as he grows up begins to look like it. Yeah, I'll be abbreviating that. Majestic rock formation is good, but it's about ideals and about concrete manifestation. So we have this month to load in the field, to dream the way we want. And incidentally, it is a time of relaxation. It should be. If I ruled the world, which I really have absolutely no desire to do, but if I did, nobody would work during balsamic moon phases, those four-plus days when the moon is in the balsamic mode, is about powering down. It's about relaxation and connection and being in that mindset and a state of awareness where you're in oneness and observant of the patterns. It's really the mindset we try to maintain all the time, you know, just as wise owls. But this energy is not about productivity as far as things being utilitarian. It's more about the dream time, the idea time, to insert into the new, to plant into the field, like at the new moon in Aries when we start, April 18th. So does that kind of clear how these two cycles are going to move into the next one, the April cycle?
It is crystal clear to me, whereas before I really wasn't understanding coming to the end of the cycle, but that makes a whole lot more sense. I can also imagine what the you had said, looking at it as far as the degrees of a wheel. I think it might make sense if we were to put up a chart to kind of show that, because it makes a whole lot more sense.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy chart to make. It's just a circle with eight parts. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is not difficult. It just sounds difficult. It's hard to explain it without a visual. I could do it visually much more quickly. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's think about that. So Mars being at this new moon, being at the degree that will be activated next new moon, that means that Mars is going to blaze that.
Okay.
It's going to blaze that, and Mars is our energy. And so it's just going to empower the concrete manifestation of what we're loading into the field. Now, concrete manifestation will happen to some degree next lunar cycle, the one that begins March 30th, but it's balsamic phase, and that's not about manifestation. That's about, you know, dissolution, really.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone needs to understand that these balsamic lunar cycles are not when we punch forward. We don't start that until, well, we plan it at the new moon, but we really don't even take full action until July with the first quarter phase. Mm-hmm. July 15th is the first quarter phase, and that's when we step out and take action. So the way in the cycle of the process goes, balsamic is really the very first phase because it's the transition time between the old and the new. It doesn't belong really in either one. Your Pisces or your sun sign is in the last 15 degrees of Aquarius, you understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a different world.
Yeah.
But it's a dreamy fairyland that's kind of beautiful in its ultimate creativity and beauty like that. So it's just artists and musicians, you know, it's a field day that way to have two of these cycles. I really love when we have those.
Mm-hmm.
But so we have that transition phase where we're weeding out the field, preparing for the brand new for April. After the new moon on April 18th, we'll have two lunar crescent cycles. That's May 17th and June 16th. Crescent cycles are the times that challenge us, okay? It's when we are challenged to give up on what we planted at the new phase, the new cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Each month. So if what we intend at the new phase can, you know, live or die at crescent, depending on if we give up or not. But what we have learned is perseverance through all of this. You know, if we're still standing now, we certainly learned how to persevere through the deconstruction of the matrix. That's ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have 2 months where we're going to have to really hold the line and not give up on our ideas and our vision, our Adobe mission, our music of the spheres. And then at July 15th, the first quarter phase, what lunar cycle will come. See, I always interchange them too. No wonder people are confused. And that's when we step out.
Yes.
Okay, so that just kind of gives us a little bit of a projection forward. There are a couple of dates I want to just mention just to kind of maybe mark on your calendar in advance. And the first one is February 21st and really into the 22nd, because the exact conjunction happens at midnight Eastern time on the 21st. That's the conjunction between Venus and Mars. So Venus right now, up until that time, has been trying to catch up with Mars and come together. So this is all about relationships. So relationships are undergoing transformation. And really that's what happens during balsamic moon phases. There is that alchemical change from the old to the new. So I had written about this today, that what's happening within relationships is designed now. It's happening now. It's time to have something better come from it. The other date, which is dates which are really, really tricky, and that's March 4th and 5th. Venus is going to make exact square with Pluto, and the moon is going to move into Virgo that day, which means it's a black moon day, or those 2 days will be black moon days. And the sun is going to be in conjunction with Chiron, which is wounding and healing. So this is a lot of black moon energy. Venus and Pluto can bring a lot of control issues, especially in relationships, power control dynamics, especially showing out where there is not resonance in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it's very tricky dynamic. So if you're a Pisces or a Virgo, or you have the black moon in Pisces or Virgo, you kind of know how you've been dealing with when the moon goes into Virgo or Pisces. Just to kind of go back for new listeners, the black moon is in Virgo, and anytime the black moon is in a sign, we look at that sign, Virgo, and its opposite, Pisces. What this tells us is basically as a collective, the fears that are imprinted as a traumatically into the collective, the fears of Virgo, which is fear of failure, and the fears of Pisces, of black moon and Pisces, fear of trust and vulnerability, combine when the moon goes into Virgo or Pisces and brings out everybody's shadow side to one degree or another, depending on how integrated somebody's shadow side and their own fears are, and about somebody's own astrological chart. If there are planets heavily impacting your chart right now, and you're not a Virgo or a Pisces, you know, you may be having something else going on that's being triggered, and so your shadow side or your fears are triggered more dramatically when the moon is in Virgo or Pisces right now. And remember, this transit of the black moon through Virgo lasts until August 25th. So each time, the two times each month when the moon goes into Virgo or Pisces, this is all, the shadow is pushed into the collective, and fears are, it's a trauma response that's kind of triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody kind of, if you're Virgo or Pisces or black moon in Virgo or Pisces, you know how the black moon days are affecting you. So you can plan that now. And maybe, you know, that's not really the day when, if you have a choice over it, you want to schedule something really important, because it's going to be, you know, that's a lot of energetics to have to navigate in one day. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Because it's intense energies. You know, these, I always talk about how in the Gnostic myths and the Gnostic teachings, they talk about how, in, by implication, that these other planets other than the sun and the moon, our genome isn't designed for that. And so we have all these other spheres with their music playing down on us. And that facets our psyche and our soul and makes us even more brilliant. And so it's rather, I suspect, is a rather interesting experiment for the aeons in the Galactic Center and the Pleroma to see what happens to us with all of this music going on around us.
Definitely.
And I think it's a positive thing in the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
The negative side of a crowded public marketplace does image violence at gatherings, at marketplaces, and, you know, unfortunately, that's where a lot of violence happens. A lot of terrorism happens in crowded places. We're not inserting that into the...
expecting false flags?
I don't ever expect them unless there's, you know, strong aspects with Eris or at the Eris point. And I think we've seen that when false flags are occurring, they just don't have the impact that they did. So I don't expect that to happen, but we know that, you know, that we're operating in a wave. We're transitioning into the second renaissance. Now, most, if you're listening to this recording, you've transitioned into the second renaissance. You've taken your hit. You know, you're still standing and you're already there, and you're maintaining that, and we're holding that, we're building that structure, because that's the way the wave will go, and everybody is going to be getting in place and with their old Adobe mission of themselves and what they are doing in the world with their mindset, even at the very minimum, and their vibration. The flood of the rest of the people is going to flood that world. And so that's what's coming. It won't flood like in a tsunami, but it will be a wave that fills, because that's what's happened. The wave has tipped. The wave of control that was archonically driven has been disempowered by us in combination with higher forces. So what we can expect is to see further chaos, but it isn't anything that none of us even expected, nor do I think that it's going to be anything that is so catastrophic that, you know, it just wipes us out and there's this economic meltdown. The source field is responding. The sacred masculine has revealed itself again. And as that idea becomes more concentrated and within the collective, this is what is shifting things. So can look at things as chaos and it's all falling down and, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? But that's like watching, you know, the car accident happen. You don't need to watch that. You can go on and prepare, and maybe you need to help other people who, you know, might have been in the accident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've jumped out of that. We're not there anymore. Now we are watching as that wave follows through. A lot of this is going to happen with people with their health and how they're taking care of their health. And so all of the beautiful Chiron-dominant people, the wounded healers out there, so many of whom I've talked to in reading, will be needed. And so now is really the time when all of that comes to fruition, because here it comes. This is what the wave will do. A couple of other things. I want to talk a little bit about Russia and what's happening and what we think is happening, because it's really kind of unclear. And with that, the new moon is also conjunct Neptune. This new moon that we're entering, February 18th, is in conjunction with Neptune and also makes a square to Saturn. Neptune clouds things over, but it also makes things very, very clear. Okay, so on the one hand, it's really kind of nebulous, I think, what's happening with the proxy war between the West or basically Britain and the U.S. And Russia. And
was,
I think that...
It was a war that no one really knew was happening until things started blowing up.
Right.
Aren't reporting on it.
Right, and what blew up and who blew it up last weekend is not clear. But mm-hmm. if I had to just take a stab at it, which you know, I'm not really inclined to do, but what it looks like to me, at least what it looks like from the dynamics of the energetic, is that it favors Russia. Everything that's
mm-hmm.
happening is favoring Russia. The ceasefire that we have that supposedly is in place, that's wobbly at best, doesn't even involve the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just a smoke and mirror kind of thing. What I believe is happening is that Putin has indicated that he will use tactical nuclear weapons, which he's, I guess, kind of said he would do in the past.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple of weeks, apparently, U.S. troops are going to be entering the Ukraine to, quote, train forces there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's escalating that way, but Russia is favored. I think the saddest part of this, even though I think that all of this is going to come out into a better place, what I hope that we're able to do is to minimize this divide and conquer of Russians and Western people, because I know there's a growing anti-American sentiment there. I can't speak for if it's anti-British, but that's exactly what the New World Order wants to happen. And it's one of the things I've been talking about for about 2 years now, about how the main thing, when we could unite with the East, when
mm-hmm.
Russia and the West could unite, it would be the complete unification of humanity and spirituality, the masculine and the feminine, all the way down the line. That's where it's going. And so anybody out there who can do anything to facilitate that, you know, do that, because it's really important. If you have that language, goodness. One of the things I keep trying to work on is to get translation of the Oracle Report into Russia, because they're spiritually minded anyway, and I think that with the combination of the science and how we're watching the sun and Yellowstone, by the way, everybody should be watching that.
Yeah.
That's a wild card right there that's unpredictable, and I can't really speak to it, except to just say that we know that there's a big cover-up going on there with what's going on at Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big cover-up, too, and it may be the reason why so many of the New World Order have established compounds in the Southern Hemisphere. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not fear-mongering with that, but, you know, I always try to keep it real, and we watch what's on the field. We see what's on our plate here, and we're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to tie up that piece about Russia, it's really what we're watching now and what happens, because that really is the determinant. Like I said, it does all the astrology falls out on the side of Russia with that.
But, I mean, and I can't say enough as Laura was just saying about finding translation services. I've talked to a number of people who have offered to do it for a little bit, but It's an interesting skill set that it requires. It requires some understanding of astrology, and then being able to translate the language. And anybody out there that's listening, be looking for anyone who can, because it's we love to get the message out there. And just for myself, who spent a lot of time in Russian Facebook, it's somewhat translated, so you can get through it. Their understanding of freedom still isn't where ours is, so it's just spreading information as best we can.
Right, because it's the unification of the two sides. We both have a half of the puzzle
mm-hmm.
in that way. and all, you know, just posting, the posting that's recording, you know, a lot of Russians speak English, so they would be able to, you know, benefit from that maybe, just to know that we want to make contact. We're trying to, you know, break in there and break this this idea that we're all on board with what the cabal is doing, because we're not.
Exactly.
I think that we'll cover it. Might be doing another recording, you know, later on this month as we get in the middle towards full moon. We'll see what's happening there, and progressing on with the projects. Everything is moving forward. Mercury is direct, and I'm really excited because today I'll be uploading Jen book so that anyone who's trying to schedule a reading or would like to have a reading with me, astrology reading, can book right online. And so we have a redundant system here, and there's no lost email, and we'll have two systems so they don't get lost. The contact form that you send in with your data, and then where you book your appointment, and you can just, people can book what's best for them according to what's on there. So that's really exciting for me, and because that's been like the worst part of my life really is just the interference with communications and trying to get things set up, and it always leaves me in a bad mood. It's sad because I just feel like it's always letting people down, and it totally kills my buzz every day. So this is going away, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
but we're in Music of the Spheres domain now, and let's start talking about what that is. There's a lot of imagery about that. You know, what does that mean? And we haven't even talked about that. So let's dream it this month. Let's load it into the field, into our public marketplace here of the collective of humanity, and then next month, majestic rock formations as we move into the new. I'm excited.
Well, thank you very much, Laura, and for all the listeners out there, we appreciate you taking the time to listen. We've got some amazing time in the next couple of months. So with that, I thank you.
Thanks, everyone.